Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. My next guest has been featured here on Cannabis Radio. If you might remember the limited series Holistic Hideaway with Alana Cohen, and we welcome him back to the program. He was best known as an accomplished leader and owner of Chicago-based Investor Awareness, offering strategic advisory work and mergers and acquisitions opportunities for representing both buyers and sellers of cannabis assets and several verticals throughout the country in key markets. And more recently, back in November, he joined that program because he was asked in 2023 to become chairman of the advisory committee of the Cannabis Hall of Fame. And we are awaiting the start of the opening of the Cannabis Hall of Fame, which will be located inside of Planet 13's Las Vegas Cannabition, their cannabis lounge, their first large-scale immersive cannabis art experience. If you might remember, I actually talked to Larry Scheffler over at Planet 13 here on the program to talk about that and other things as we're awaiting for that, because we know that consumption lounges in Las Vegas, we're waiting for those to really come to light. And here to talk more about it again is the owner of Chicago-based Investor Awareness, and is currently now sitting on the chair and chairman of the Cannabis Hall of Fame, Tony Shore. Thanks for being on the show, Tony.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, we know that there was an anticipated opening early 2024, even as early as April as we record this program, but or even as early as 420 if possible. But obviously, I would imagine there's always something in the ranks just to make it a little bit more difficult in Vegas just to go and open something like this, something that's so new and so fresh. But, you know, I know that Planet 13 has had very, very big plans already so far for this. But for those that are interested in finding out more about it, what is it exactly about inside of Cannabition, this Cannabis Hall of Fame? What can people look forward to that we know is going to be inside of this once people can first get their firsthand look and go inside and take a look at it for themselves?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an exciting venue that's going to be opening up very soon, as mentioned, on the facility grounds of Planet 13. Although it's not technically part of Planet 13, it's a major virtual reality, first of its kind, immersive experience. That will be a venue that's going to allow visitors to go through multifaceted history of cannabis, featuring exhibits that will cover everything from artifacts to music to art and social reform. It's a great opportunity to showcase cannabis brands in a very creative way. It's a 13,000 square foot, multi-level, immersive art experience, which are very popular in Las Vegas. They expect a great deal of tourists to come to this event. It's a permanent exhibition space and housed inside of Cannabition, along with multi-brand that will be showcased for visitors to come see, will be the Cannabis Hall of Fame, which is a very exciting time for it's the first time the Cannabis Hall of Fame is going to have an exhibition platform. And what a great stage to be at in Las Vegas.
Now, we've heard of a couple different groups out there that have created a Hall of Fame. What is it about this that stands out and legitimizes this Cannabis Hall of Fame over everything else we might have heard of or that's been tried to add, and, you know, with new classes they have, or who's involved in those?
So in way of background, the Hall of Fame was formed and started by a gentleman by the name of Vincent Normant out of Chicago, a former Marine and an entrepreneur who was directly engaged with many of the inductees into the Hall of Fame. And we can get into some of the names of those inductees in a moment. But this gentleman had tremendous network within cannabis and was able to bring the biggest names together to be recognized. And unfortunately, he had passed away in September of last year, which was when they had asked me to take over the chair position, take over the chairman role. And the challenge is that the cannabis community, you know, many people will tend to differ. There's a lot of challenges in cannabis, but one of them is the scarcity of any sort of platform that celebrates and supports the contribution of pioneers and advocates from this industry. Because the industry has been so fragmented, it never had a unified location where, again, people are recognized for their achievements. So that's how this was created. It's important to recognize not only where cannabis is going, but it's equally important to understand where it came from, the legacy market, the diverse cultures that really brought cannabis to the forefront. Those types of things can only be learned through engagement and education, and we hope that the Cannabis Hall of Fame is such a platform.
Now, there can be said about many names that would encompass who would be worthy of being or viable being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Now, in any conventional Hall of Fame we've ever seen, we've always seen certain exhibitions or, you know, say like there's moldings of the people that are going to be ingratiated and remembered forever, yeah, but part of this. Now, I've seen some of what people might say would be that are inductees into these particular Hall of Fames, and if it's in particular for cannabis. So, like, say for one of them, they have, you know, the guy who was best known as Mr. Nice, Howard Marks, or Tom Forcade, or Mark Emery, or you could say a Snoop Dogg, or you could say it's, you know, Dr. Greenthal, whatever it is. There's all these people that can be considered Hall of Fame inductees, but to really make this Hall of Fame stand out and be the one that's the most recognizable one amongst the others, you know, how do you have amongst the chairman and the people that you have in terms of judging who gets recognized in this Hall of Fame? What can you tell me about that?
Well, I think it's important to, you know, you mentioned Snoop Dogg as an example, and I always laugh because that's the first name people come up with. And celebrities are important, and they played a very pivotal role in cannabis, and we hope that they'll continue to do so. But it's also important to recognize true pioneers, people like Henry Ford, who built the first automobile made of hemp. There's people like Wanda James, the first African-American woman who licensed in America to own a cannabis company. She was the first African-American woman. There's woman Charlotte Feige. I mean, everyone knows Charlotte's Web strain. Very few people know that it started and inspired by a young lady who was ill and needed care and found it through cannabis. So it's recognizing, yes, the celebrities, but it's also recognizing the true pioneers, the people who have made an impact. And, you know, there really isn't another Cannabis Hall of Fame, to be very clear. There are groups out there that have put together showcases of cannabis and maybe a little bit about the history, but there is only one Cannabis Hall of Fame, and that's this one. And it's going to recognize, yes, the celebrities, but it's also going to recognize true pioneers, people that really made an impact. Because the important thing to recognize in today's day in cannabis is the ongoing push for destigmatization and less legislation and decriminalization and things that are just very important as part of just the growth of cannabis, more than just the business side, which is important to me as well, obviously, in the growth of the industry. It's an industry that's come from the shadows of a legacy industry and have now merged with the business market. So it's Wall Street and the legacy street coming together, and it's identifying that both are equally important and both have value add to make this industry grow. And now it's up to each group, as it is with anybody in cannabis, to work on a collaborative basis. Partnerships are so critical in an industry that's just so new and ever-changing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So
there's a lot of things I think of when I put in there. Like, when I think of inductees, I also think, like, in my eye, I would think of Dennis Perone would definitely be fitting of an induction. Raphael Mechoulam, Dr. Raphael Mechoulam, of Steve D'Angelo. Those kind of names sound like the pioneers that would be in that, would be in the argument or the discussion. But
and some of those names are actually numbers. So you hit on a couple. D'Angelo is an example. Steve is a founder of the Last Prisoner Project and is an inductee into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, it's funny when you ask, you know, who should be in it and who could be in it. If you go and ask a group of your friends or any group, everyone will nominate themselves. Just right away, they'll say, I should be in the Cannabis Hall of Fame. I've been smoking since I was 10. People, it's quite interesting to see the reaction, but we welcome people to offer any recommendations for consideration to be inducted, to go through the team. We're open. This is not a pay-for-play where somebody comes in and steps in as a sponsor and all of a sudden they become inducted. That's not what this is going to ever be. So we're open to your listeners, you know, putting in their suggestions. They're welcome to reach out to me or you directly with their suggestions. And, you know, we hope this to be an ongoing thing. There's only 42 inductees to date, and there'll be more forthcoming.
Now, let's put it like this. For those that come into the cannabis industry now, let's just say in the last 10 years, let's 8 to 10 years, we know we've had a lot of Fortune 500, Fortune 5,000 types that have made it to the space. You know, it's more about the business. It's more about trying to create a business than it is really about the culture. And I think there's something to be said about that there's never been one particular, let's say, publication or event or anything that really have seen that intersection where the culture and the history and the legacy and the prestige of the cannabis, you know, cause, just, you know, of the movement to the industry we have today and what people are building up on, because we know there's a disconnect. We know there are a lot of people that come into this space that are new. Well, we're coming into this space because it might be a cash grab for us, or it might just be that we're just trying to build a company because it's just another company we can build and we can make successful. And it's not really much about what the cannabis product is. It's just, it's another product to sell. It's just another widget. Now, for those, in order to go ahead and bring together the whole industry as a whole, this would be one thing you could say where you can kind of legitimize and say, hey, look at the people that you have that paved the way for this. But do you feel like there is a disconnect? The people that paved the way to bring the business of where it is today, the people that are in it now, they don't really care.
And that saddens me. Like you, I think it's so important to understand, again, where it came from. And it's, although it's a business, I think about a lot of the retail dispensary cannabis owners come from retail background, so they immediately believe they'll be successful in cannabis. Oh, I've run a liquor store for years, or I've run a grocery store. It's very important to understand that when you're opening into the cannabis industry and you're reaching a very specific target audience, more important than ever, that community involvement and community support and community belief and trust is so vital. Much more than just walking in to buy a new suit to go to a meeting, you're buying something that you're ingesting in your body. So it's important that it starts with the minute you walk in the door of a dispensary, that you're greeted properly, that you're not made to feel uncomfortable, but welcomed. And because it is a source of education, there are so many people who walk into dispensaries today for the first time and are really uncertain of what they're getting into. They're unsure. So much like destigmatization, which is a very important element of my life, I've been an advocate my whole life. I think it's important to recognize both the past and current, recognizing that you could be successful in business, but if you don't understand the plant and understand the users of that plant and know how to communicate with those users, you'll never be successful.
So now, once this does come into play, what can people look forward to once cannabis is going to be opened up and people are going to have access to the Hall of Fame? What can you give an idea in terms of kind of like almost like a virtual kind of feel to it? What do you already know that's going to be put inside of the Hall of Fame that people are going to be able to go and look at and see once they walk in?
Well, keep in mind, cannabis is designed for brands to showcase in a very creative way. They did a pop-up a couple of years back in downtown Las Vegas, and we're achieving billions of impressions from photograph takers, putting it on Instagram, putting it on social media, because every room is trippier than the next and very exciting and very Instagrammable, very photographic. So from just that standpoint, from it, it's celebrating the plant, because the tourists that will come through there are probably typical users of cannabis. Planet 13 sees over 100,000 people come through their doors a month currently. Now with this new exhibition space that's next to their consumption lounge, which is something you mentioned earlier in the conversation that just opened up just a week or two ago, there's going to be a lot of excitement and enthusiasm around it. So what you're going to have is an opportunity to see different brands showcased in a way that's never been seen before. People will be greeted with coupon books that will allow them to buy different cannabis products at discount rates. There'll be plenty of swag and so forth and accessories that people will be able to buy should they choose. As far as the Cannabis Hall of Fame in our particular exhibition space, it again is going to be visual, where you'll see different names of inductees. There may be even, I don't want to give away too much, but there might be an opportunity where visitors can actually take a picture as if they were part of the Hall of Fame. So that's something to be excited about. And I encourage everyone to come out and visit Cannabis. And they'll be opening up within April or May is when they're expected. And it's a great time for cannabis, as it's still such in its infancy stage with so much growth potential ahead.
Really appreciate you taking time out and talking to us about this, Tony, once again. So what's the best way to go and keep in touch with the latest news and updates as to when the Cannabis Hall of Fame will be open and available for the public? Where people should go ahead and keep following along and tracking down what's happening?
Today, I would go to cannabition.com, or feel free to reach out to me directly at tony.schor@gmail.com. Happy to share any information. And if there's any listeners who'd like to be part of the sponsor or partnership program, please feel free to reach out to me as well.
So cannabition.com, cannabition.com. Tony Short, thank you again for being on with us. And, you know, we really look forward to hearing more about the Cannabis Hall of Fame. And when it does open, let's revisit the chance to talk more about it.
Look forward to it. Thank you again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.